Okay, we will direct you to the right representative. Please continue to remain on the line, as an agent will be with you shortly.
Hello?
Hello?
Jesse.
Oh, hi.
Hey, do me a favor, could you transfer me to Tina or extension 777?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay.
Just put the consultative front.
Right. Yeah. Oh, hi, Chris?
Yeah, it's, well, Jesse's transfer. No, but the, it's just so retarded because when I call you directly at 77 number 77, it dials out and it hangs up, right? So what I literally
had to do
is put it, I know, I saw that. And then what I literally had to do is call the closer line. I got an open closer and they had to transfer me to you. You know what I mean? So that's that extra step.
How was that from CX?
Yeah, that was from CX. Yeah, I'm on the CX server. So basically what they have to do...
Well, Dave was supposed to be creating an FTR inbound group, but I don't think that ever was done.
No. I followed up with him. He hasn't worked on it. So, but this is the only way it's going to work right now. If they go to... Because I tried your extension directly, right? Like 777. And if I put a closer inbound group, it'll get to a closer, but they would have to transfer the call over to you.
Yeah, that's what just happened with Lily, and it was a huge, like, and every time it happens, I miss the call, or the closer gets it, and they don't, like, it. I guess it went to Marlon's line, but Marlon's line was silent because he was doing some transfer for Moises, and then finally, like, it got to me, but it's just, it's so confusing, you know?
Yeah, let me meet with him this today. I thought he was going to get it done. I mean... It should be as simple as just like the one we did for the warm transfer. By the way, I haven't gone over the warm transfer with you, have I? No, right?
No, yeah, I was wondering because yesterday, I know I have the script for it, but I had one, but I guess they ended up rescheduling, so I didn't have to really do it yet. But, yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
So basically it's very simple. Let me try it right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up this call. I'm going to call you so you can see how it's going to work. So basically before I hang up and test it with your call, what's going to happen is when you have a CI, and obviously you know when the CI is scheduled, you're going to CI is going to call you first. So they're going to connect with you. And the way that the call is coming in is going to come in through Zoiper, not Beachy. So it'll come in through Zoiper. You answer it just like if you were to answer like a monitoring call, right, per se. And then what they're going to do is they're going to call the client, and then you would just introduce the CI rep to the client. And then to leave, you just hang up that call on Zoiper. Nothing through VC, just through Zoiper. So basically we made it as minimal as possible for closure, so that way everything gets done on the CX side. CI side, and then all you have to do is answer and hang up the phone call on your end. And the reason why we're doing this is obviously we've had a lot of some reviews. Well, we had a couple of reviews where it's like, hey, you know, I never talked to the person I signed up with, or like, hey, this person doesn't really speak English, or you know. So to avoid all that, we want to do a warm introduction when you are available. And if you're not, then obviously then you would put not ready. If you're not ready, if you're ready, you put ready. And that's pretty much it. So
to kind of
put it out there, this is how the call is going to come in. So I'm going to hang up this call, and I'm going to call you so that we can see how the call is going to come in, okay?
You know what I think?